Thank you. through a lot, right? So how good does it feel to be out mingling again? Good. Feels good too. So, like they say, get back to normal. But there's no such thing as normal. So we're gonna do a song from Physical Graffiti album. Well, this one goes out with the pandemic. It's called Sick Again. We'll be right back. can read once in a while, and I see something from the physical video. But it doesn't matter because we're going to still do something from the physical video.
I want to thank everybody for coming. It's good to see all these smiling rock and roll faces out there. We haven't seen them in a year, at least over a year. So it really feels good to be back on stage. We're shaking off the rust a little bit, but we're having fun. Hope you guys are having fun. Yes. Yeah. As Doug said, Physical Graffiti album. It's called The Long Time Song.
To my seat for my shivering.
guys been out touring other clubs since last year? No. So is this like the first time I've ever been out? At least some of you, right? Wow, it's weird. Fucking weird. So, how weird is it? How weird? Yeah. So weird. So, we're going to dedicate this song to...
Yeah.
So, to this day, right now, one of our first shows back in 1987, on June 5th, at the Sound View, which I call Sound Peak. So, of course, we're dating ourselves, but we appreciate that you're coming out.
Some people see a t-shirt.
So, since I need a break, I'm gonna sing some blues. We're gonna do that. We're gonna sing. So, since you sang pretty good for good times, bad times. This song that Led Zeppelin wrote is called The Ocean. And what it's all about the beat. That's what they call the ocean. And you'll hear it from. So, do you sing along?
You know what?
It's still there. It's still there? It's still there. I don't hear shit. I don't hear shit. Really? You guys are obviously going to freak me out. This will make me look. Well, this might do it. Okay. Thank you. John, I'm gonna do something for you. This goes out to your mom. I wish your mom a happy birthday. And I know this is a song that mom really likes. It's called Over the Hills and Keep Falling.
Thank you.
is called The Immigrant Song. The Immigrant Song. The Immigrant this is a song called Custard Pie, so everybody take a bite, okay?
I love it, Robin.
star. You want to come on up? Matt, where are you? Get that fucking head. There he is. So that's for the Smashing Pumpkins. So. Let's hear it. Star, we will be on tour with Ace Frehley in September. He plays with Mr. Big and many other big bands you've heard of. And that's an old friend of ours. He grew up in Connecticut, but now he lives in California. Playing with all kinds of metal bands. So, he's a bona fide fucking drummer. Bring it on home.
Mrs. O'Leary. That's bad. That was bad. That was fucking bad. Oh! I let a bad word go. Is it almost 2 o'clock? Oh, we're just sorry to she's just the illustrious. Quiet out there. Hey, that's better. Yes, yes. Thank you. Yeah. I'm going to introduce the band. Physical Graffiti would not be around if it wasn't for Matt Heatherman, guitar player, also known as Rex Cactus, who is the founder. It was his crazy idea. He was a Jimmy Page or nothing else. A little bit of Joe Perry, but it's mostly Jimmy. On lead vocals, Doug Putnam. Let's hear it. Yeah. Robert Plant, 35 years singing this stuff. Can't do it anymore, but Doug can still do it. Right? On drums, Mr. Johnny Mack. Yeah. The band, let's hear it. How easy. Let's talk about the bass player. So, this is the truth. So when we first started, we didn't have a keyboard player. We just started with just a bass player. And the story behind this is that we all went to school through the 80s. So it's kind of weird. So Gary Fox joined the band. Is he 76? Next thing you know, he goes, oh, I can play Casper. So we said, well, the band might be complete. We have a great bass player and also keyboards. So Mr. Gary Fox. Thank you. We have one more song, but it is 20 minutes long. Thank you all for coming. We're having fun. I don't know about you, but we are.
Without slipping me and Mickey, can someone give me a cup of water? I don't want any drugs, okay? I can really use some water, so if one of the bartenders wakes up, and he has some water, that'd be great.